Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo.
I'm gonna get the show started. Like, I'm just perplexed right now. I am perplexed. Whether at regulation or not, or whatever. Regulation, I'm not watching overtime because I don't want to give the team any more of my time. I really don't want to give them any more. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. I really don't want to give them any more. I want to invest more time in this one, man. Get to fill the lanes. Don't get to fill the lanes. Seen the Giants on one time out. If you can't score last second on this defense, you fucking suck, bro. Wow. Cowboys have 3 timeouts with the ball. Andy Dalton's not gonna get himself a fucking game winning drive. When was the last time Andy Dalton had a game winning drive? Right. I'm super confused with thinking that's possible. Show, tune in. We are still tuned into the game. The show will start soon, like it says on the game. So just be patient. We are still locked into this game. I know I said I was going to watch. I still was going to pay attention. I am still locked into this game. So. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Alright, I guess. That's the thing, we just don't lose. We just don't lose, dude. And yards. I guess this is in the range. Wow, that's crazy. It'd be very great to walk out of here.
my God. Oh. Oh. Oh, this team, man. There's something about this team. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. There's something about this team, man. There's something about this team.
Your starting quarterback goes down.
The resilience that they showed. I just got to check my levels. I got no notes. I'm going off the cuff. The NBA Finals has started. I just want to give you my quick 1-2 on the week. We got callers. Callers, give me a second. The line is lighting up. Give me a second, y'all. I got to get my shit off. Let me get my shit off. Let me get my shit off. 973, we coming to you first. Talk to me. We are now currently number one in the division. Hold on. We are currently number one in the division. Pray for Dak. Pray for this man. 4 to 6 weeks. If he could come back in 4 to 6 weeks, what, that's just after Thanksgiving, maybe? We'll be okay. Ah, 973, I'm coming to you, and then 917, you next. This is something about this team, man. The resilience, man. We would have blew these motherfuckers out by 40. Our starting quarterback goes down. Broken ankle, clean break. He wasn't even in pain. If it wasn't a clean break, he would have been in pain. He wasn't even in pain. But the resiliency of this team.
Oh, okay.
973, holla at me.
Okay. What a game. I mean, really. I mean,
what a fucking
about,
game!
Down 17-3. Dak goes down with a gruesome injury. And then they come
hold
back.
Hold on, Cola. Bring it back. Start at what a fucking game. You go.
What a hell of a game. I mean, you know, 17-3, they were down. It looked like the Giants were going to take it. And I'm like, oh, this division get any worse? And then
listen, hold on.
There's a hell of an injury. And like, okay, that game, this
17-3.
Game was done.
Hold on. 17-3. Do you understand how my phone was going off? Do you understand the disgusting vile messages I was getting on my phone at 17-3?
I can just imagine. So you got a lot of naysayers.
How do you feel?
Fantastic. With a win like that, I mean, that was an emotionally charged win, and that might turn the tables around. I mean, because, first of all, this division can use it. But this division is pathetic. Yeah.
Division is not that great.
No.
So, we have a perfect opportunity. We're number one in the division right now.
Yeah. Despite the anemic record, yes.
Our quarterback goes down.
The question is, though, Prescott, how you're saying 4 to 6 weeks? Well,
what do you think? 4 to 6 weeks? It was a clean break. He's getting surgery as we speak.
Now?
So I think 4 to 6 weeks is possible.
Yeah, but can they do well without him for 4 to 6 weeks?
No. We're going to suck. We're going to do bad. But is the rest of the division going to do well? That's the question.
Well, if you're near Giants, hell no.
No. The Eagles,
The thing about the Eagles is they went through their hard part of the schedule. We are now just entering our hard part of our schedule. So the Eagles have a couple fly games that they could just get off. That's what I'm worried about. Anyway, caller, I will let you get the last word, and then I will get to the next caller.
All right. Well, you know, that was a very emotional victory, and we pulled it out. And just absolutely, I think, one of the best games I've seen from the Cowboys in a very long time.
What is your prediction for the, do you think, 4 to 6 weeks?
Well, with an injury like that, it's hard to tell. I was thinking more like 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, Lord. We can't survive 6 to 8 weeks. We have week four, Brody. What do you say?
I know.
That
hey,
puts us
at
week 10 with what type of record?
Maybe I could be wrong, you know?
He's getting surgery as we speak.
All right, that's a good sign.
So 4 to 6 weeks, that's all we can't hold no more. Oh, I mean, you know what? Andy Dalton's not bad. That's why you go and pay for that type of backup to close out these type of games.
Yeah, Dalton was never that great of a quarterback, though, even with the bungles. So I don't know. You know, how it's going to work here.
He ain't never had CeeDee Lamb. He ain't never had Michael Gallup. He ain't never had Amari Cooper.
Right. I'll give you that, but still. Oof.
All right, caller, NBA Finals. Tonight or Game 7?
No, I think we're going to see this end tonight.
And tonight, LeBron's getting number 4?
Number 4, it'll be a competitive game. I don't see a blowout in this game at all. It's going to be highly contested, but Lakers are going to pull it out.
Lakers pull it out. I feel the same way. Yep. Thank you for calling and supporting the show. Have a great night. Please tune in next week.
Thank you.
Woo. 917, stick with me. I'm coming to you. It's probably a Giants fan. Listen, I'm not going to go that long, so hurry up and get on the line, call in. I just want to take you up into maybe the second quarter of the NBA Finals. I didn't expect this game to be like this. I really did not. 917, holla at me. 917.
Tap in, T Mac on the line. You
T-Mac.
Know what?
Mac, hold on. Mac, state your team, Mac. For all those who don't know, let's not assume that everybody watching knows your team, Mac.
My team is the New York Giants, aka the New Jersey Browns, because that's how we playing right now. We the Browns. We stinking out here.
The New Jersey Browns. The fuck. we came up with a new name on the podcast for Danny Dimes. For any of you, we have a podcast, My Mama Basement. It is also on this.
That's Danny Trubisky, man. He can't
yeah,
win
yeah.
us the game,
no,
man.
No.
The game.
We call him
he's
Danny,
like, he might as well have Andy Dalton. Yeah, we might as well have Andy Dalton on the other side.
Oh, whoa. Andy Dalton won. Damn.
You know what? I can't even, you know what I'm saying? Look. See, they played his ass off today, man.
Chill out, fam.
Y'all got some weapons. So it ain't,
chill
you
out,
know,
bro.
We got exposed. Our DBs got exposed. You know,
Now you want to talk about exposure. Whoa. You lost. To Andy.
What do you mean? It's 34-37. You was a drive away from losing.
Let it sink.
Look. I'm actually proud of my boys today. You know what I'm saying? It's a moral victory.
Wait, you said you were proud of the what?
It's a little what? Moral victory for today.
Wait, so you proud of that?
I'm proud of my performance. We played well.
Wait,
there's a lot of stuff we can take away from this. First of all,
yo, family, bring that back. I ain't catch you. My hearing is hard. Sorry.
Hey, man, I mean, I'm calling it, you know, we're a young team. We're, you know, listen. Let's talk about the no calls, you know what I'm saying, and the fake flags that they was throwing. They gave y'all the game. They put y'all in position to win. But you know what? I expected that.
Wait, you talking about calls now?
Yeah, I'm talking about calls. A late illegal shift. Look, you know how long it took? It took long enough for his Cash App to complete. For Jerry Jones to get the nod, it's like, oh, check your phone. Oh, complete, flag. Come on, man. It should have been 24-24. Y'all got caught with the fake field goal. The game, you know, the momentum shifted. Man. It was an even match. Andy Dalton pulled it out. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, he's a vet.
You talking about calls, fam?
They missed a blatant hole. He was holding my man. He was going to get Andy Dalton in the last drive. They just didn't call it. All game they call him, they throwing flags, but they don't want to call him my man right there. Come on.
We talking calls, fam. That's what you're talking about right now?
Hey, I'm just saying, man, when the game is tight like that, and you call him ticky-tack fouls, like they call him ticky-tack fouls on my man.
Hold on. Who did you lose to? Who was the quarterback that you lost to?
I mean, y'all got a lot of weapons. Y'all got a lot of weapons, man.
Quarterback, man, we lost number four. He's the heart and soul of the team.
Dak's a try hard man. It's sad what happened to him, man. You know. Y'all doing him dirty with that franchise tag. Now he's about to be on the unemployment line trying to get them PPE loans, man. That's fucked up.
Yo, Dak might not get paid. Yo, you see, now this is it. This is, I guess, excellent engineering by Jerry Jones because, like I said, the caller said before. Now, walk with me. Hold on. Walk with me. The caller said before.
Man, they use that nigga up, man.
Weeks, out for the season. But no. He's coming back for the paycheck. If he comes back in 6 weeks, he's going to get paid.
Man, he was in tears, bro. I'm watching the football to see them tears, bro.
The tears, though, that wasn't a good sign. He wasn't crying because of the pain. He was crying because the paycheck wasn't...
It wasn't about the ankle, my nigga.
I'm supposed to get 44 M's direct deposit to my bank account.
I was supposed to have four Lambos in the front, man. My Lambo.
That shit is all gone. But hey, listen. This might be the last time I wear this jersey.
This might be the last season I wear this jersey.
ST might have an Andy Dalton. I might have a fucking Andy Dalton t-shirt, and then have the Trevor Lawrence
Andy
go
Dalton
back.
T-shirt.
Have the Trevor Lawrence official waiting until he starts.
Fucked up, man. Damn, they did that nigga dirty, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But I'm going to give you the last
word.
That's
how Dallas do, yo, but it was a good game. You know what I'm saying? It was a good game. Shouts off to y'all. Y'all played to the end.
Yeah, man. You say you're proud of that.
I ain't proud of y'all. I'm proud of us and our fight.
Yeah, no. You say you're proud of the Giants, so I want you to elaborate on that one. Please, elaborate.
Well, I mean, the defense held up until probably, you know what I'm saying, maybe the third quarter. You know, it seemed like y'all made enough adjustments to y'all really was utilizing your weapons, you know, your wide receivers and stuff like that.
Adjustments with Andy
Dalton. Y'all said, your running back, you know, Elliott, you know what I'm saying? Y'all basically started to play more your, like, classic traditional, you know, Cowboys, offense. And we just didn't make enough adjustments, especially, like, late in the game. You know, we didn't have the either personnel or the talent on the field, you know, to fight with y'all. You know, it wasn't like, and that's the thing, like, your backup wasn't like a scrub back. I mean, he's a scrub, but he wasn't like a scrub, like a dude that never see the field. Like, you know, Andy Dalton, even for what he is, he started in the league for a long time, so you gotta respect that. So he did enough. He did enough in the end of the game, and you know we should have put enough more pressure on him. We should have tried to make him beat us with his arm earlier, but you know that's not me. I don't get paid. You know the coach, but you know as far as our offense, you know put up some points, which we haven't really been doing. You know, so we can build. There's a lot we can build on going forward.
Right,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So
whole lot that you can, you know, you stack on, you build on, and maybe you go 2-10, right? Right?
It's going to be rough. Hey, look, the division is not that bad, not that good. So, like, I'm not saying count us in.
Nah, we on top. We out
maybe
of here,
seven and nine. What? And the extra team get in? So we never
here,
really
baby.
Know.
Yeah,
gotta keep hope alive, man.
Look up. See where you see that? Cowboys is up there, fam. We out here, baby. We on top of the division, baby.
Yo, by dirty dealings by Jerry Jones. That's all I gotta say, man. There's just a lot of dirty dealings
catch
in that
up.
Building,
hey.
Man. Look, dirty yo.
Jerry Jones hit the Cash App. Much respect.
He hit the Cash App. He fucking carted your number one quarterback off the field, and he paid. Yo, he got Andy. He knew what he was doing, bro.
Hey, you gotta beat him. You got it. Hey, I'm a close out with this one, caller. It costs to pay the boss. That's what they say.
Facts.
It costs to be the boss, man. You heard what it is.
You,
all right, man.
Facts,
thank you for calling in.
All right, S.T. I'll
see you next week. Appreciate you.
I'll tune in.
Yeah, man. That's all it comes down to, man. I want to call in here and talk about calls and problems and this and that. And yo, fam, it calls to be the boss, man. That's all it comes down to, man. Ah, man. Yeah, let me want to wrap up. Didn't want to take that much of anybody's time. NBA Finals is on. Going to leave this up on YouTube. I know people will want to watch the rebroadcast. But it was an amazing game. 17-3. I was getting disgusting bio messages on my phone. People were going crazy. The type of messages I was getting on my phone, you would question if these were my friends or not, but these are my friends. And I was just, they were just hammering. God, we're disgusting. What the fuck this team? What the fuck is going on? But I stayed true. Now, this is not a celebration. Which we truthfully should have blown this team out by 3 touchdowns at least. But we've been stricken with the injury bug. We have a whole lot of injuries. Pray for 4. Throw your 4s up. Pray for 4, man. It's really a question mark. I don't know if next season I'll be wearing this jersey. Let that one sink in. I don't know if next year I will be wearing this jersey. That's unbelievable. I don't know, man. But what I do know, and what is a fact, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. And the numbers state that the Dallas Cowboys are on top of the division. That's what the fuck is saying. And there is absolutely nothing that anyone can do about that. As far as next week, we'll get there. I'll be here. Hope you will be too. I'll holler at you. We'll be live next week. This is a great game. Amazing game. At one point, I did not know if we were going to win. I actually thought we were going to lose. Actually, it was just, I had a whole totally different show plan. I think about sports. You have a show plan. You have, we'll talk about this, talk about that. No. I had a whole totally different show plan. And this is the show that came out. Andy fucking Dalton. Giant fans. Today's Sunday, and in my neighborhood, it's time to take out you guys, the trash. And that's what my black ass is about to do. I'm about to take out the Giants, man. Take out the trash, your bum asses. And that's what Andy Dalton did. He took out the trash. I'll see you guys next week. Pray for four. Pray for me, because I root for this bum ass team. And if you know a Giants fan, give him a hug, because he's going to need it. I'm going to leave this up on the tube, too. That was funny.